Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, as always, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at LewyLewis5. That's LewyLewis, and the number 5. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. I always have a new episode every week, so always be on the lookout for that. Thank you, though, for coming back. On today's episode, I will be giving you news around the league that's been pretty dull this week, to be honest. There's only a couple news reports that I have for you. And I am giving you my top 12 quarterbacks for the 2025 season. So with that, let's get fantasy. It's showtime. Pretty much the news headlines right now is Aaron Rodgers. That's about it. I mean, it's not much out there this past week of news for skilled position players. Aaron Rodgers, during an interview, mentioned playing against the Bears in week 13. The Steelers do face the Bears in Chicago. A fan asked about what's his, you know, potential of facing the Bears and everything like that. And he says it's still pretty good that, you know, he'd love to play against Chicago. I don't think he's going to be going to the Vikings. I think they already moved on. Steelers are waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision. It's been a long, drawn out process. I understand, like, he is getting older. He doesn't want to do the training camps and everything else. But be a team player and also stop keeping Steeler fans in the dark. You know, I mean, hell, we need you to say yes or no if you're playing football, yes or no if you want to go to the Steelers, yes or no what you want to do. Be great for fantasy owners like ourselves. Also for Steeler fans, welcome to what the life was as a Packer fan myself. I mean, we spent years and years on Aaron Rodgers not knowing if he wants to play or not. It's just terrible having that drama, I guess you'd say, overall. Falcons backup plan, or the Steelers backup plan, is presumed to be Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins. Falcons say that they're unwilling to absorb much or any of his $37.5 million guaranteed left on his contract. I think that's a bunch of baloney. I think they're going to have to eat at least half of it minimum, just because no matter what, they're going to have to pay Kirk Cousins at $37.5 if no one's going to trade for him. Steelers, if they don't get Rodgers, then they trade, what, a 6th, 5th round pick and only pay him $18 million. I think that the Falcons will take a 5th round pick and eat the cost, because you're already cutting down what you're owing. I don't believe the rumors of they wouldn't pay much of anything or any of it. You're going to have to. That's just the way it goes. Besides that, there's really not much news out there besides, you know, quarterback camp or battles like the Browns. We know it's going to be talked much about all throughout the whole offseason, especially with Dillon Gabriel trading for Kenny Pickett and drafting Shedeur Sanders. Most of the media is going to cover the Browns just because of Shedeur, you know. I just think right now it's going to be Kenny Pickett's spot to lose, really. I know last week I said Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett were taking quarterback 1 and 2 snaps. Shedeur looked a lot better in rookie minicamp against Dillon Gabriel, but it's left to be seen what's going to be talked about or what's going to happen during the actual season. But with that, that's really all we got for news today. So let's just jump right into my quarterback 12 rankings. At number 12, I have Jordan Love. Love finally got to start his career in 2023 after waiting behind Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, bunch of drama, you know, waiting until last second. Is he going to play? Is he not? And he finally gets his crack at playing and starting. He finished 2023 season as quarterback 5. Last year, he finished as quarterback 17. I believe last year also with the injury in week 1 in Brazil, the bad field conditions versus the Eagles, and hurt his knee the last play of the game, I think it was, or last couple plays of the game. And during the season, he even mentioned that his knee was now 100%, which now having a full offseason to recover, and Packers spending a first-round draft pick on Matthew Golden, first time since, I believe, 2003, Javon Walker. This is first time they did it in 23 years, drafting a wide receiver in the first round. But they also spent time to surround him with other wide receivers, such as Savion Williams from TCU, also, and I believe in the third round. But this should also help elevate his game. A big reason he didn't score as much last year, besides missing two games, which is a huge disadvantage if you miss two games, was in 2023, he rushed for 247 yards, 4 touchdowns. In 2024, he went down to 83 yards rushing and 1 score. With that knee injury, he didn't really have much mobility. I understand it's not a lot of rushing yards if you're looking at it, but roughly 34.4 points difference from one year to another, just in rushing. And you add that plus what he had, I think he moves up a couple quarterback spot rankings. I think he would have been quarterback 15. Plus, if he didn't miss a week 2 and 3, hell, he might have been a top quarterback 1. So this year I see him as finishing a quarterback 1 with big numbers coming up. I know I'm a Packer fan. I'm not doing this because I'm biased, but it just shows. His very first year, he was a quarterback 5. No one thought that. Last year, number 17, and he rushed not for much. He didn't have much mobility, and also he missed 2 games also. So he is quarterback 12 on my list. At quarterback 11 is Jared Goff. Yes, he got a new offense coordinator. Ben Johnson is no longer there, but this man has finished quarterback 10. 7 and 6 last year, 3 seasons in a row in the top 10. Nothing major has changed with his teammates. How do you think that he's just going to slide all the way down like 15 or anything like that? He still has the same wide receivers and Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They also got Isaiah Tesla. Tight ends, you got Sam Laporta, good, you know, running backs as well, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Yes, they got a new play caller, but how does he not finish as a quarterback 1 on this season? Dan Campbell loves to run up the score no matter what. And also, they're going to be in really tough division with the NFC North. I think quarterback 11 is low for him, but he's got time to easily get that and elevate it. I just believe right now quarterback 11 is his floor. He probably will be a top 10 quarterback. He's not that sexy pick or anything like that. You usually draft him in redraft leagues in what, the 8th, 9th, 10th round. I just love what he's displayed out there, and I think this year he's going to be another quarterback 1 finish. At number 10, maybe it's just NFC North, but I have Caleb Williams. He's got Jared Goff, his former offense coordinator, which is now his head coach, Ben Johnson, which will help redefine Williams' career in a positive outlook, just like he did when Jared Goff got traded from the Rams to the Lions. Goff's play was subpar. I think he really only had quarterback 20 finishes, but now then with Ben Johnson from getting to the Lions, he just elevated his game. I think that's what's going to happen with Caleb Williams. Williams' offense line was terrible last year. First order of business that Ben Johnson decided to do was improve the offensive line. How did he do this? He went out and he made deals, and he signed, or he traded for Joe Thuney, four-time Super Bowl champion, two-time first-team All-Pro. Thuney was acquired from the Chiefs in exchange for a 2026 fourth-round pick, and then he signs a big contract. Drew Dalmar, or Dalman, center, formerly Atlanta Falcons. He was signed in free agent, 3 years, $42 million, making him the second highest paid center in all of football. And Jonah Jackson, a Pro Bowl guard they acquired from the Rams. Also, they drafted Ozzie Garoppolo, a second round pick from Boston College, which could start as a left tackle. They also already had Darnell Wright at right tackle. He was a 2024 first round pick, standout sophomore season, earning top five grade among tackles at right tackle. Another first rounder that hasn't lived up to expectations, maybe Ben Johnson gets him there, is Broxton Jones. But they improved the offensive line, so it's going to give him more time. And also, they already added to a dynamic skilled positions. I mean, hell, they already had DJ Moore, a top 10 pick last year, in Roman Dunze, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson, Zacchaeus from Washington last year. They also added a 10th pick or 10th overall draft capital for Colson Loveland and a second rounder on Luther Burden. If he doesn't finish in the top 10, I don't know what else this guy needs. He's got the, you know, the supporting cast. He's going to be in great division. I just don't understand, if he doesn't finish top 10, you got offensive-minded head coach now. You need to finish there. I understand it's your second year, last second year slumps, you know, that's what happens. But I think he's going to be a top 10. And I'm going to say he's going to be the Bears' first quarterback to throw for more than 4,000 yards in a season. So he will finish as a top 10 quarterback in 2025. At number nine, I have Patrick Mahomes. He finished as quarterback 12 or better last year, but in all seven seasons that he has started, he's finished 12 or better. This was his lowest he's ever finished as a starter. I think they'll go back to being a pass-first offense rather than running. I believe in the Super Bowl, since we've seen it, he started slinging in the second half, especially to speedster Xavier Worthy. And they almost had a potential second half comeback, but ultimately lost in the Super Bowl. But we've seen Worthy have a monster game. Yeah, maybe they're playing a little more prevent, but I mean, Mahomes was slinging it still. Also, they will get Rashee Rice back next year. I don't know if he's going to get suspended this coming year or if it's going to be the following year, but that's just another playmaker. Worthy, he's going to be in second year. He's going to start dominating more. He's going to learn the playbook. He's going to work hard in the offseason, I believe, and he's going to be a top target earner from Mahomes. Marquise Hollywood-Brown, he was pretty much injured all of last year. He's coming back for another season. Hopefully he can be healthy for Mahomes and the Chiefs and company. Also, they drafted Jalen Royals of Utah State. I was very high. If you didn't watch any of the videos before, he was a rookie of the week for me. I just love the way he plays. He's a guy that'll do the dirty work, knock you on your butt, do all the slants, catch over the middle. I think he's going to beat out Juju Smith-Schuster and potentially get number three role if there is any suspension for Rice. The decline in Kelce will take some effect. I think with all the other playmakers, though, that they're going to start transitioning to the younger players rather than Kelce, because we all know during the playoffs, he leans on Kelce, the sure-handed catching tight end. So I think the offense runs through Patrick Mahomes in 2025. At number eight, I got Bo Nix. Who the heck thought Bo Nix was going to finish as a top 10 quarterback last year? Not me. I know you had Sean Payton's offense. You know, that's his scheme, is quick slants, heavy on timing, screens. I mean, it's just really what Drew Brees had as success when he was quarterback for Sean Payton. And I just think with his high, you know, volume usage under his coaching abilities, that he's going to be in for another breakout season. Last year, he rushed for 430 yards and four touchdowns. I think that number drops maybe a smidge, maybe like 385 is roughly what I have him at, and five touchdowns, though. Just because last year he did leave the team in rushing multiple games, but now they drafted RJ Harvey in the second round. Yeah, second round, 60th overall. I think that's their guy. And now they're going to lean on him for rushing, but also he can catch ball out of the backfield. So I don't think Bo Nix will have as much rushing. I think he's going to still have about five touchdowns, but I just love with, you know, the elite decision making, can run the ball, tailored offensive system under Sean Payton. He doesn't win you leagues with highlight reel plays, but his weekly consistency and surprising red zone rushing makes him one of the most valuable quarterbacks this year. At number seven, I got my guy, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray rebounds in a major way in 2025, finishing as quarterback seven. In fantasy, you know, being fully healthy and finally supported by an offense tailored to his strengths, Murray reclaims his place among the elite dual threat quarterbacks in the league. His efficient passing, elite rushing abilities, and connection with rising playmaker Marvin Harrison, Marvin Harrison's going for 1,200 yards this season for receptions, and that's going to help boost not only Harrison's number, but obviously Kyler Murray as well. And he's another year recovered from ACL. So that means to me that he's going to probably start running more. He mentioned this offseason that he wants to start running more. I think it's more his knee wasn't complete 100%, but last year and this year it will be with another full offseason break. And he should be rushing more. Also, it's another year in the OC Drew Petzing system, which emphasizes is quick reads, maximizing the quarterback out of the pocket. So it could also give him the rushing ability, like I mentioned. And you got weapons like Marvin Harrison Jr. that's going to go for 1,200. Plus, you got tight end one, tight end two, Trey McBride, just solid. And they're going to be in negative game scripts. What more is there not to love about Kyler Murray going in 2025? I think his floor is quarterback seven. I just think he's going to do a lot better than that. At quarterback six, I have Baker Mayfield. Last year, he put on amazing numbers. He dominated in all fashions. And nothing's changed besides, you know, Liam Cohen did leave, but they signed somebody within the organization. You still have Chris Godwin that's going to be returning from a devastating knee injury. You got playmaker Mike Evans, K-Dot at tight end. Also, you drafted Emeka Ebuka from Ohio State. So this gives Chris Godwin a chance to relax and, you know, come back at his own pace, not forcefully being out or coming back super early, which I do love. After the draft, I was kind of mad about it, but after looking at the reports and everything, seeing like that, I actually think it's a great strategy. And they got Jalen McMillan. I just love that he could also check it down to Bucky Irving or Rashad White, even Sean Tucker. I mean, hell, they got so many playmakers on this offense. I think it's another top 10 finish for Baker Mayfield. I have him at number 6 this year, and I don't see how he doesn't finish up there again. I think he's going to throw another 35 touchdowns at least, and he's going to probably run for a few as well. Before I get my top 5, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Hey, why do we partner with the FFPC? Because they have the widest variety of fantasy football formats, and it's the easiest place to find all types of fantasy football contests in the world. What if you want to play for high stakes? Well, they have a $6 million prize pool with their Fantasy Players Championship. They also have way too early best ball leagues that start in February and dynasty leagues. They have the closest thing to a liquid market for orphans that there is in all of Dynasty. And the FFPC has sponsored us for half a decade because we are actually delivering information that can help fantasy gamers. And they're generating so much interest and bringing in so many new users, casual users even. The FFPC creates a unique experience where you can both compete against the best and make money. Use promo code UNDERWORLD to get $25 off your first team. $25 off your first team at the FFPC with promo code UNDERWORLD. Go get it!
All right, for these next top 5, I mean, you could have them any way you want. I'm going to kind of go through them a little bit faster. I got to get off and go to my son's soccer game. I know us as parents, we got a lot going on during the summer. So make sure you take pride and support those kids. At number 5, though, I have Joe Burrow. I don't see, you know, the hardest part is he should be up higher. Unfortunately, he doesn't have that rushing upside ability compared to the top 4. I mean, all of them rush for 400 plus, 500 plus yards normally. But Joe Burrow is minimum of 40 passing touchdowns beside injuries. Obviously, that does occur to Joe Burrow. You also have probably the number 1, number 2 at the very least wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. He'll stretch the field. He'll get down there. He's going to win. I mean, hell, he was a Triple Crown winner last year. And I don't see that they did a much improvement in the defensive category to make him stay in it. So just like last year, you're going to have to throw the ball and you're going to have to rely on Joe Burrow to get you winning, to win games. And I think that's what's going to happen again this year. I know, what do they take? Ja'Marr Stewart in the first round. I mean, he's going to give you help. But what's going to happen with Trey Hendrickson? Is he going to play? Is he not? He led this league in sacks, I think, the last 2 seasons. And he still has no deal. But ultimately, you got T. Higgins. You got Ja'Marr Chase. Chase Brown avoided a lot of competition in the backfield, but Tajay Brooks can make things happen. But I just like Joe Burrow at number 5. Number 4, rookie sensation last year, Jaden Daniels. Yes, he might be a top 3 guy, but I think he regresses a little bit. We've seen, 2 years ago, C.J. Stroud have amazing rookie campaign, and he really regressed. Ultimately, as more of the offensive line failing him and injuries to his wide receivers, Jaden Daniels actually got more positive. He got Tooney. I can't remember the guy from the Texans, the offensive lineman. Plus, you got Deebo Samuel. You got multiple things. I think he regresses a little bit. Not hot or not as much. Last year, I believe he finished as quarterback 4 or 5 last year. And I think this is where he's going to finish this year as quarterback 4. Now, my quarterback 3, Jalen Hurts. Last year, he was quarterback 8, but he missed multiple weeks with concussion. And left early with the concussion. Also, he didn't throw for many touchdowns last season. He can very well improve in that. I understand that Saquon Barkley went for 2,000 plus. I don't think Barkley goes that high. I think he goes for like 1,600 yards more, and that's going to leave a lot of room for Jalen Hurts to throw the ball to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, even Dallas Goedert, and I think he's going to throw more touchdowns, and the receivers are going to go better or do better than they did last year. So I think it's all upside for Jalen Hurts and the wide receivers. I think Saquon Barkley takes a big hit this year. I think he's going to rush for about 1,500 to 1,600 is my guess for Saquon Barkley. Number two, what should have been MVP is Lamar Jackson. I have him there. I think he's going to regress as well. He had stellar performance. He's going to still be a top two quarterback in this year's fantasy league. He's dominant. He's getting, you know, DeAndre Hopkins now. I think he's past his prime, but that's just still another, I guess, weapon, if you'd call him now. I think Zay Flowers takes a step up. I think he goes for 1,200 as well and probably like six, seven touchdowns. Bateman, he's always going to make that one play for 40, 50 yards. So he's going to have like two or three catches, 53 yards, and probably a touchdown every other game, every third game, something like that. And Mark Andrews, I think he regresses. I think they're going to start leaning towards Isaiah Likely just because they want him more, I feel, next season. But I think Lamar Jackson has tremendous upswing. But I just think he's going to regress just because of what his production looked like last year. And I don't think he duplicates it this year. Number one, Josh Allen. I don't see how he doesn't. I understand he doesn't have the weaponry compared to these other top five. You know, Burrow, Daniels, Hurts, Jackson. Allen has a worse core around him. And I don't see James Cook rushing for 1,600 yards. That's not going to happen. If he does, I don't even know what I'll do. Let's put in the comments what I should do if he rushes for another 1,600 yards. He won't, but Josh Allen, I think he takes a step with Khalil Shakir, and I think Keon Coleman takes a step up. He was coming on and then he injured his wrist and fractured, I believe. And he struggled coming back from that. But I think Allen overall will be number one for fantasy. He's going to give you the rushing upside. Plus, he does turn over the ball. So he's also going to be out there more times than not. I'm not understanding, like, turnovers are bad and all this, but what happened to Jameis Winston when he had 30 interceptions, 30 touchdowns? I think he was quarterback 5 on the season with 30 interceptions. I don't see Allen throwing that many, but he does give you the rushing upside, the rushing touchdowns. He's going to make plays with his feet. He's going to extend plays. I think Keon Coleman goes for like 800 yards receiving this year. And it's going to be a big bump for Josh Allen. And also, I think Dalton Kincaid is going to start doing well as well. Let me know what you guys think in the chat about my top 12. Next week, I will be doing my top 12 running backs. Who do you think is going to make the list? And who do you think is not going to make the list? Let me know.
That is a wrap of today's episode of Fantasy End Zone. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to follow, like, subscribe, click the little bell notification, share it with a friend. You know, word of mouth really helps me and helps this podcast grow. So if you can share it with a friend, family member, I understand fantasy tips are, you know, like an advantage, but it also helps myself grow and this podcast. Also, be sure to follow me at Twitter at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Also, if you have not yet downloaded Fast Draft, be sure to go out and download Fast Draft. It is a best ball platform. We have drafts constantly going throughout there. And you know, if you download it and you put $50 on your first deposit, use promo code Lewis, LEWIS, and you get a dollar for dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. That is Lewis, LEWIS, for your first deposit up to $50. And that's on Fast Draft as well. But thank you again for tuning in to today's show, and I'll see you fantasy heads next week. Peace.